Sheeman and Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I would be Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd.
Yo.
Chris on the other side of the glass with Miley Cyrus and the ones and the twos. And Antonio Brown is no longer a Patriot. I repeat, Antonio Brown is no longer a Patriot. We'll have a reaction. We'll have our analysis as to what we think is going to be happening next. And your reaction at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Right now it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Oh, and it was a beautiful marriage while it lasted, but after 11 short days, Antonio Brown has been released by the New England Patriots. I don't know why I forgot their name right there. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're going to be without starting inside linebacker Devin White against the Giants on Sunday, still dealing with a sprained MCL in his left knee. The Chiefs are going to be without Damian Williams on Sunday against the Ravens. Cam Newton has been ruled out for the Panthers game against the Cardinals as well. I think I got all of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good. David Njoku going to go on the IL or IR. Yeah. He's eligible to return after 8 weeks.
Yep. With a wrist injury. Yep.
All right, Adam Schefter broke this about 45 minutes ago. Antonio Brown, who practiced today. Bill Belichick didn't really want to talk much about Antonio Brown other than to say that we are looking into the latest allegations, and they finally released him. All right, so let's break it down. First question I have is, does he get $9 million? Because that was guaranteed
for the one game. Here's the stuff for the payment. If Antonio Brown does not wind up receiving his $9 million signing bonus from the Patriots, the first $5 million was due to be paid Monday. He will go from a $30 million guarantee in March to $9 million guaranteed to just $158,333 made for 2019. Now, the Pats right now are off the hook for 46-man active roster bonuses. He will definitely get paid for 2 weeks.
Right.
His 2019 salary is fully guaranteed, but it can be voided because of behavior. Pats have not paid Brown any of his signing bonus.
And in case you're wondering what happened, you knew the story from last week from Sports Illustrated where there was another accusation through the story where a female artist, AB liked paintings that she did and said, hey, why don't you come over to my house and paint a mural of myself? She did. He walked up behind her naked with his junk covered by a washcloth. And then when that story came out last week, now AB started texting her while a Patriot within the last week. And, you know, why are you doing this to me? And, you know, talked about her, how poor she was and all that kind of stuff.
Not really threatening text messages
until
pictures of her three children were texted out, group text, including to his lawyer, who he did not advise AB to text.
She took that as a threat, meaning shut up or your kids will be harmed. She, I believe, is showing those texts to the NFL. And I got a feeling just watching Bill Belichick today when he walked off the press conference, like, I'm spending too much time on AP.
Well, he reported yelled something when he went out the door, and it wasn't at the general. I think it was like, I'm tired of this bleep. I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
So Drew Rosenhaus, before we get to the phones, I know you guys are all lined up. Drew Rosenhaus, AB's agent, says, it's unfortunate things didn't work out with the Patriots. I feel like that should be the line of the year, just insert team. But Antonio is healthy, and he's looking forward to his next opportunity in the NFL. He wants to play the game he loves, and he hopes to play for another team soon. Now, AB also tweeted out a picture of him speaking with Bill Belichick on the field. It was last week in Miami. And it just says underneath, thank you.
Uh-huh. I think AB's future is now with the XFL. Although, I believe they have a policy they will not take people with criminal records. So, if this turns into criminal charges.
Yeah, but as of now, he doesn't have a criminal record.
As of now, he doesn't. You're absolutely right.
Yep. I
don't
know.
Who can take him right now?
You can't take him right now because more than likely he is going to be suspended for an indefinite period of time here.
By the commissioner.
On the commissioners, yeah. On the exam. And God only knows what else is going to come out
now,
tomorrow.
This show was spot on all the predictions for AB as to whether he'd be cut by the Raiders, how quickly he'd be picked up, would it be the Patriots. Now he's been cut again. Now I think the show, the three of us, are now saying the situation will breathe a little bit. I don't think you're going to see AB picked up by anybody soon.
I don't know how you can do it, but I would like to see the Cleveland Browns attempt it. That would be funny. I wouldn't put it past that, but I just think you got to believe as a general manager, this guy is going to be put on the commissioner's exempt list.
And yeah.
I would think, but look, you know, none of your things have happened.
But if you can get him on a non-guaranteed contract, there are teams out there. I mean, the Patriots.
Rosenhaus won't let him do it. I don't think Rosenhaus would.
I kind of agree with you there. Yeah. I hadn't thought about it from
play.
The agent.
Don't prove yourself to that you can behave yourself. Don't prove to everybody you can still play. You can't pick him up now for $3 million of non-guaranteed to play the season.
There are those out there who are also speculating and will never play in the NFL again.
It's a possibility.
You can understand that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what Adam Schefter said earlier today on Golic and Wingo.
Yeah.
We know Seattle was interested.
Yeah.
What was that, 11 days ago it was?
Right. Yeah.
But we also learned afterward the Patriots would not have made that move if they had known.
And neither would Seattle. And neither would Seattle.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's get some reaction. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Actually going to go to Randy and Lehigh first. He did want to talk some Gators, too, which we'll be carrying their game here tomorrow against Tennessee on 99.3 ESPN. Randy in Lehigh.
Hey, Randy.
Stephen Shepard. Go ahead.
Gainesville, you always be home sweet home to me. Good old UF, home of the orange and blue, home of the 3-5-2.
Wow. I'll tell you what, they better come to play. Tennessee's got nothing to lose. If they upset your Gators in Gainesville tomorrow afternoon, you got some splaining to do.
Hey, Pete Shepard, you can't spell citrus out, UT.
I can't. C-I-T-R-U-S. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. Look, Gators should win this game comfortably, right? But they should.
Yes.
Randy?
Randy?
Hey, Chris, I got a promo for you. For the best in sports talk anywhere, tune in from 2 to 6, talk to my friends Pete, Chris, and Craig. On my new home with Florida Gators. ESPN 99.3 ESPN.
Right, get it right, Randy.
All right, Randy. Give me a prediction. Give me a quick prediction tomorrow. What's the final score?
14 Gators.
Okay.
And I got one for you, Mr. Shepard.
Yes, sir.
Someone's been gnawing at me for a long time. I've been asking some of my friends where I work at Home Depot.
Okay.
A little Patriots question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If Drew Bledsoe never goes down, do we ever hear of Tom Brady?
Yes, because I can tell you this firsthand, having covered the team, he had the next week's games to prove himself, or he was getting benched. It was that bad. You go back and see what he did against Cincinnati in the beginning of the season that year, which they lost horribly, and then the injury happened against the Jets. He had about another game to prove himself, and he was going to get benched. So, yes, you would have heard to Tom Brady.
All right. Thank you, Randy. A nice job on the promo.
Yeah.
239-337.
He rewrote Rocky Top. Is that a copyright infringement?
I don't know.
239-337-ESPN. AB gone from the Patriots. John in Naples. You're on Sheeman and Shepard. Go ahead.
Hey, John.
Hey, Pete.
Yes.
First things first, I got to say, go Gators.
Yeah.
But onto the Patriots. I got to say, I think the Patriots made a little mistake here. I'll say, AB hasn't got arrested. There's nothing criminal yet. I think, and they're in the clear, the commissioner already didn't put him on the exempt list. I think that's the green light to... Hey, you can keep him. Have him play.
The Raiders made a mistake too. Then
I think so. Yeah, but the Raiders. See, this is where AB made his mistake: is making all the noise with the helmet and all that. If he never did any of that, then I don't think this sexual allegation would be as big as it is. Well, because there's already been a few guys in the league that have had some sexual allegations, and looking like Greg Hardy, back in the day in the Cowboys, he actually got arrested.
Yeah.
Greg Hardy threw his girlfriend and a bunch of rifles on her couch. I mean, what do you think this woman, just because when this woman waited, this wouldn't come out if he was still with the Raiders? I think it would have.
Well, hold on. There's a possibility here. I mean, AB was just AB before. Then AB was Hard Knocks, and AB with the helmet, and AB with the feet. And he was.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's possible that the first accuser said, wow, this guy's really in the news now. Let me jump on this, because she didn't before.
But
I'm not saying that happened, but I'm holding out for the possibility
Drew
that
Rosenhaus even admitted the allegations were out there. We heard that months, we already knew that the allegations were out there, you guys, months before Hard Knocks.
True.
They just didn't think it would get this bad. But they knew about it. Raiders knew about it.
But one last thing is, and he's not proven guilty yet. So I think the Patriots, they that kind of gives them a, you know, it doesn't put any fault on them. You know,
this guy is a dirtbag. End of story. Dirtbag. End of story.
Not the caller, AB.
Not you, yeah, AB. Oh, yeah, AB is a dirtbag. Yeah, no, we love the caller.
And Pete's been on that from day one. I mean,
told you he would screw it up with the Raiders and that he would never make it, even come close. I was off. I'm just mad I'm off by 3 days.
It happens.
It's been pretty dang close throughout the whole thing as well.
We've nailed it. We know what
I mean,
doing.
It's been every step of the way.
The only unpredictable X factor, if you will, is the commissioner. And so far, he's done nothing. Nothing.
I still want to know what happened in France. I swear to God.
We'll never find that out,
Pete. No, we're going to find out.
We just got frostbite in the machine.
No, I want to know.
Last month, Pete. We're not worried about the blistered feet anymore.
Inquiring minds want to know.
That's the least interesting of all this.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, the helmet, I'd say, is the least interesting. Yeah. But right there's the feet.
All right.
Head to toe. He's got it covered.
Let's go to Sean in Port Charlotte. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Sean.
All right. All right, guys. Good day to you. I wanted to make a comment on the Chiefs and Ravens, but first I talked to Chris off air a little while ago. Well, scratch off the first of my trifecta. So now I only need Josh Gordon suspended or pulls himself out voluntarily like last year because he won't pass a drug test by week 10, and then Brady to be gone with the season-ending injury by 12 to get my guest spot on the show.
Yeah, but we don't root for injuries.
Now you
wish
for injuries.
No, I don't want him to get hurt like where he's crippled for his life.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit to,
come back play the year in 2020.
Because your team doesn't want to beat any other team at their best. You want to beat them at their weakest,
Doesn't matter.
Guess what? That 2010 AFC East title still feels just as sweet.
That's a typical Patriots fan there.
2009, sorry.
Anyway, so real quick comment on the Chiefs and Ravens. I think everybody will be pumping the brakes on Lamar Jackson after this weekend. I think the Chiefs are going to get him by 17 to 20 points.
Whoa!
Right.
No way.
It could. No, it could.
Not with that defense. The Chiefs defense. The Chiefs defense.
Thanks, Sean.
Not going to win by no way.
I'm in that camp. I need to see more from Lamar Jackson.
Wait a second.
The five touchdowns against the Dolphins does not count.
Hang on. He played them tough last year. They're a better team this year.
Fine.
I'm not saying the Chiefs aren't going to win. I picked the Chiefs. But don't tell me they're going to romp all over the win by 17.
I didn't say that.
I know that.
All I said, separate comment. I still need to see more from Lamar Jackson.
I think Lamar Jackson will have some pretty good stats against Kansas City.
He very well might.
OJ just tweeted on it.
Huh?
OJ just tweeted on Antonio Brown.
Oh, here we go. All right.
You got to pull that up real quick.
Hold on.
But we are on top of the breaking news today.
I haven't seen the video yet, but it's the title, YABY.
All right. Usually this stuff doesn't happen till 6:02 when we're in our cars driving off.
We said today before the show that we thought he would be cut by 6:02.
And, Pete, I was right there with you when you said it. I said, this has 6:02 of Friday news dump written all over it. So by the time you got back Monday, you were talking about football.
Yeah. All right. So here is O.J. Simpson on Twitter about AB. We have not heard this.
He's on he's got a beautiful background.
It's a nice golf course. Man, he plays some nice golf courses.
Yeah. I think he's a member of this, which seems familiar, but mountain about. Here's OJ.
Hello, Twitter world. Well, it's complete. I lost Andrew Luck in 20 minutes after drafting him. Breeze is hurt, so that's going to hurt two of my receivers, Michael Thomas and Cook. And now today, finally, New England releases Antonio Brown. I guess you could say you saw it coming. I almost text Antonio a week ago. I want to give him a little bit of advice that some of the greatest legal minds in America gave me.
I wish he would have.
They told me that when you're in a civil or
Put it back. I just wanted to rewind the part.
You can say you saw it coming.
There we go.
I almost text Antonio a week ago. I want to give him a little bit of advice that some of the greatest legal minds in America gave me.
Oh, gosh.
They told me that when you're in a civil or criminal litigation and you're the person they're coming after, the best thing you can do is say nothing. Be quiet. Essentially, shut up. And if his lawyer didn't give him that advice, he should sue that lawyer. Evidently, he didn't. In any event, I don't have to worry about that anymore. He's gone.
He gone.
I wish I would have sent him that text a week ago. I'm just saying. Take care.
Who's left from the Dream Team? Is Bob Shapiro still alive? I forget.
Shapiro,
I mean, Johnny's gone.
Shapiro's alive. Johnny's gone.
Bob's the one that got kind of had a conscience at the end and wanted to get the hell out. Bob's the one that the John Travolta character in the thing, but we know Bob Shapiro kind of was had a. If there was one that had Mr. Kardashian had a conscience too, but so did Bob Shapiro. And
I'm gonna. Make,
I don't think he would have been.
I've heard Bob Shapiro in an interview said, "Would you represent him?" Not. He said, "Hell no,
no.
I don't want anything to do with him."
No.
Let me tell you, I'm going to make another prediction. Yeah. This is Craig's hot take for 5 o'clock, but I think this is spot on. I'm going to predict OJ takes that tweet down before tomorrow. I just think he's gonna. This is too eerie.
Did he say that?
I'm retweeting it.
Yeah, make sure it's still on the public record because that's going to get.
Can we play this again?
Yes. I need to break this down again.
Can we play this again?
Yes. First of all, he's upset that he drafted Andrew Luck, Drew Brees' receivers, and Antonio Brown, and he wished he had texted AB last week to give him advice about civil lawsuits.
About because he received the same advice from the great, great legal minds. He said, all right, here we go.
Hello, Twitter world. Well, it's complete. I lost Andrew Luck in 20 minutes after drafting him. Brees is hurt, so that's going to hurt two of my receivers, Michael Thomas and Cook. And now today, finally, New England releases Antonio Brown. I guess you can say you saw it coming. I almost texted Antonio a week ago. I wanted to give him a little bit of advice that some of the greatest legal minds in America gave me.
Wow.
They told me that when you're in a civil or criminal litigation and you're the person they're coming after, the best thing you can do is say nothing, be quiet, essentially shut up. And if his lawyer didn't give him that advice, he should sue that lawyer. Evidently he didn't. In any event, I don't have to worry about that anymore. He's gone. I wish I would have sent him that text a week ago. I'm just saying, take care.
OJ, you forgot the fact that AB stupidly put his lawyer in a group text message. His lawyer has already confirmed with the accuser. His lawyer already confirmed. I did not respond, and I did not tell OJ to send that text out.
Wait a minute.
How come OJ forgot that?
I got a question. You can tell OJ is kind of downtrodden here. Is OJ more upset that this happened to Antonio Brown, or is he more upset because his fantasy football team is ruined?
Fantasy football.
The latter. It's not even close. He doesn't care about Antonio Brown, the person.
And can you sue a lawyer for not giving you advice to do something? That's a broad brush right there.
How do you prove that? Sue Johnny Cochran back from the dead, you're going to have problems
proving that. Sue the lawyer
terrible
for not
judgment by O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, that was bad. He doesn't even say Dream Team. I wish he had said Dream Team.
He's had some bad decisions in his past.
Wish he said Dream Team. That would have been the frosting on the cake. But he just said great legal minds, which you all know what he meant. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. What? The last hour and 10 minutes have just been the most earth-shaking 70 minutes of the week. Way to go into the weekend with a bang.
Unbelievable stuff.
AB and OJ.
Pete Carroll, speaking with reporters today, said that running back Rashad Penny injured his hamstring in walkthrough practice. Just fantasy football owners out there. Chris Carson going to get a lot of the carries for the Seahawks against the Saints.
All right. Let's take a little break, shall we? When we come back. Yes,
just real quick.
Sure.
Bob Condotta, who covers the Seattle Seahawks for the Seattle Times, follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Just Pete Carroll, if the Seahawks would, this is 15 minutes ago, Pete Carroll on if the Seahawks would consider Antonio Brown again. Quote, we're pretty well set right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, DK Metcalf has shown out this year so far as a rookie. Mm. Tyler Lockett put up some big games.
Yeah. Margaritaville's pretty proud of this one. If the cloth doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Adam Schefter back at EI in Boston moments ago saying, even when they signed him, meaning AB, not everyone with the Patriots was on board with signing him at that time. I have no doubt about that.
We all know who's calling the shots there.
Yep.
We're on to the Jets.
Was it him calling the shots, or was it somebody who maybe signs his paychecks?
Bill Belichick clearly wanted AB on the team.
Okay.
He's got to be the only one. I don't think Robert Kraft said, oh, get this guy on my team. He's available.
Ooh, I wouldn't say that.
I think it's all Bill Belichick. I think he took a gamble and a flyer to try and win a Super Bowl.
Bill wants to do it, and Robert says no. Well, there's no discussion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Robert had to be on board.
There's no doubt about it.
He had to be on board.
Yeah, but I think this is Bill's decision. Both to get him and both to cut him.
I think Robert gives him carte blanche initially, but I agree. I don't care what organization AB picked up. There's no way everybody would be on board. There's just no way.
He's not getting picked up now. There's just no way you bring that into your locker room right now. The distraction that it creates immediately.
He'll be on the XFL, though.
I think he thinks
he's above that.
It's going to be his only shot.
We'll see.
Or Canada.
That won't happen.
Why? Yeah, put Josh Gordon back in your lineups. I did.
Okay.
Don't forget college football Saturday.
There's an element to that here. There absolutely is.
Don't forget college football Saturday at 6:30. Stanford hosting number 16, Oregon. Brought to you by Twin Peaks, Creole Tractor, and Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill. We will take your phone calls on both AB and OJ's tweet at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
We're going to have the total timeline from July until now when we come back.
You do realize we only have 35 minutes left.
That sounds like a list.
It is a list.
Yes.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig. He's Pete. We got Chris. We got phone calls. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. If you're just getting in your car off of work, the Patriots released Antonio Brown about 2 hours ago. They're done with this bleep, according to Bill Belichick. I'm paraphrasing.
Actually, about an hour and 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, we heard about it an hour and 15 minutes ago. It may have within the last 2 hours. Let's go to the phones. Will, into Cape, you're on with Sheeman Shepard. Go ahead.
Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
What's up?
I just wanted to say that this has restored my faith in the human race. I honestly thought that it was the bad guy winning, him getting signed to the Patriots so quickly, and I was so disappointed with how that entire situation was reflected on the NFL, him getting another chance with something that was seen as a better short-term deal for him. Mm-hmm. So him getting released has just made it a really nice gift for me and my perspective on the NFL going into the weekend.
I agree with that statement. He restored faith.
It's just the NFL. He could be picked up tomorrow. Somebody might be dumb enough to do it. All it takes is one knucklehead.
Listen, I feel pretty confident in my prediction skills on this story, and I knew he'd get picked up after the Raiders got him, and I knew it would be the Patriots, and now I feel
didn't
that...
Did you fight me on it when he was with the Raiders, and I kept telling you he wasn't going to make it? Didn't we have a discussion slash a little mini heated argument? And I said it's only a matter of time before he bleeps up, and I'm going to have to cut him. I don't
remember that. It could be, but once the writing was on the wall, we knew he'd be cut. And once he was cut, I said he'll be on the Patriots within a week, and it happened within a day. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like this is going to breathe a while. I don't think I don't think he's going to.
Well, let's go back and just go over the timeline, shall we? Just
sure.
a little bit. Yeah,
sure.
We'll go to Antonio Brown's timeline since training camp in July. You might remember.
Yes.
Placed on the non-football injury list because of frostbite on feet from cryotherapy that happened in France, which we still do not know the entire story, which I really want to know. In August, missed Raiders training camp practices due to helmet grievances.
Mm-hmm.
We move on to September 4th. That was 16 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Posted fines for missing practice, had confrontation, threatened GM Mike Mayock, had to be restrained. Called him a cracker, called him a bunch of other curse words, and had to be restrained. September 7th, 3 days after that, released from the Raiders after IG post asking for his release.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, which, Craig, you did predict this, and I just didn't want to see it happen, but it did. September 9th, signs with the Patriots. You were pushing your crystal meth on my team.
Yeah, yeah.
September 9th, sides with the Patriots. The very next day, on the 10th, former trainer accuses Brown of sexual assault. The very next day.
Yeah.
September 16th, which is 4 days ago, Sports Illustrated article reports second incident involving sexual misconduct. Today, Brown reportedly sends threatening text message to second accuser, which included her kids. The verbiage he used in the text messages wasn't necessarily threatening. However, dumb enough to put a group text message out with his lawyer included and had a picture of her three kids, and then an hour and a half ago or so released by the Patriots.
All right. Pretty
Who's
good.
Making that movie?
Well, I agree with Skyline.
When is that 30 for 30 coming out?
I agree with Skyline. We didn't do the list sounder for that. That was a list. Is the timeline a list?
No. A list.
Well, I can make a list up here. Hang on. I can make a list up.
How about a list of teams that we think may sign him? Silence.
I think it'd be dumb to sign him right now. He could go on the commissioner's exempt list by the end of the day. We'll tell you this. List about what can happen. Patriots are now off the hook for 14 46-man active roster bonuses. He will definitely get paid 2 weeks. His 2019 salary fully guaranteed, but it can be voided because of his behavior. Pats have not paid Brown any of his signing bonus. Remember, who's due $5 million on Monday. That ain't happening. Another adding to the list. There's a bunch of lists. NFL now can conduct its investigation of Antonio Brown without any time pressure. Hard to imagine another team would attempt to get in the way of that. So Brown's NFL career is on pause. Possibly could be over. Adam Schefter. Patriots gave Antonio Brown a $9 million signing bonus on his one-year deal. But it wasn't all due at signing. And there's usually forfeiture language, as one NFL exec told Tom Pelissero for NFL Network. Quote, I don't think he has any money yet, so at least they can hold it while they fight about it.
Yeah.
If Antonio Brown, Field Yates tweeted this out, does not wind up receiving his $9 million signing bonus from the Patriots, as I said, the first five was due to be paid Monday, he will go from a $30 million guarantee in March to $9 million guaranteed to just $158,333 made for 2019.
Minus taxes.
That can barely pay off the chefs that he owes.
It won't. Andrew Rosenhaus's agent entered this list. It's unfortunate things didn't work out with the Patriots, but Antonio is healthy and is looking forward to his next opportunity in the NFL. He wants to play the game he loves, and he hopes to play for another team soon.
He and Colin Kaepernick are both healthy and strong and in good shape. They can go play catch together. Does the Adam Schefter soundbite from this morning still apply, Chris? He said, if he gets released, what would happen to him? And now he's been released. I want to rehear what Adam predicted earlier this morning on Golic and Wingo.
The first thing you learn in harassment claims is there's no retaliation against the people who filed those claims. And that seems to be what he's doing in this particular instance. And it's there in print for everybody to see. And if that is the case, you wonder if the Patriots have a decision to make here while the league's investigation goes on. Like, none of this seems to be very good for him.
Yeah.
And you wonder if the Patriots ultimately decided to move on from him now, next week, whenever, would that be the end of his NFL career?
End of his career was speculated. And, of course, that was this morning before he got cut. So he has been cut.
Jeremy Fowler just tweeted out, ESPN senior NFL writer covering the Steelers. Again, Antonio Brown likely forfeits $9 million signing bonus from Patriots because of a contract clause calling for players to disclose situations preventing availability. This could lead to a grievance, but source says that money is gone. Brown was due $5 million money. He'll never see any of that.
Does part of you, and don't, I'm just thinking here.
Okay, when you preface it that way.
Does part of you almost feel bad for the guy?
Wow.
Because I think a lot of the things he doesn't think that it's that bad. I don't think that he has, and this kind of goes to what you guys talking about him needing help.
That's what I'm saying. I feel badly because I think the man needs help.
Like somebody
serious
who has
help.
A logical thought process doesn't text their accuser with their lawyer on the group text message. Like, there's part of me here that it has been such a hard and fast fall from grace for this guy. There's part of me thinks, no, the dude's a dirtbag. Like, just let him write off and never hear from him again. But, man, there's part of me that says, there's got to be something wrong here because a normal, sane human being does not act in this way. They start to feel remorse at some point, and it just doesn't feel like that's there.
Here's why I don't feel sorry for him. A normal person, or not a normal, sometimes I would possibly feel sorry. I mean, the fall from grace and the loss of tens of millions of dollars. But the part I can't get over is the original accusation of raping a woman. And because that's the thought process she just went through is human. But to go back to that, I'm like, no, this guy's a dirtbag.
The problem is, you know, he's been enabled for so long, and he's obviously needed help since he got to the NFL, probably before that, but at least until he got to the NFL. And he was enabled, and there was a sense of entitlement, and he got away with everything.
I mean, a tip of the cap has to go to Mike Tomlin and the Steelers organization for keeping this guy at least in a position where, we kind of knew he was out there a little bit, but it was never out in front of you like it has been. And I don't think it's anything about the Raiders and Patriots organization, but for whatever reason, maybe it was Mike Tomlin.
Well, the allegations didn't come out also. What I'm saying?
But maybe it was Mike Tomlin's ability to connect on a personal level with the guy. I don't know what
I agree
with
you.
But the Steelers need to get, you know, at least a little round of applause for how they handled this guy.
And they were chastised for a lot of it. A lot of guys were. A lot of people chastised him.
Yeah.
Going back to the money, the contract requires a team to pay the first installment of $5 million on or before Monday. Per a leaked source, that payment has not been made yet. This is Florio now. Brown will now wait to see whether that money arrives in 3 days. If it doesn't, Brown would have to file a grievance seeking payment. Under the labor deal, the team incurs no risk by refusing to pay it. If the Patriots lose, they simply owe him the money without attorney's fees, liquidated damages, or even interest. So would New England's case to keep the money hold water? Well, based on the plan terms of their labor deal, Brown did not commit a forfeitable breach that would permit recovery of any portion of his signing bonus. That said, the Patriots could attempt to resist payment based on the notion that Brown and his reps knew that Brown faced a potential civil lawsuit that would trigger NFL scrutiny and a possible suspension. That's where I think we'll find out that was absolutely true.
Now, let's say he has played his last ever NFL game, and that paycheck he just got for $130,000 or whatever, that's it. I've been under the impression the guy's close to broke. He doesn't pay anybody. He seems like the type of person that would blow through money as it's coming in and not save any. We've seen him spend money lavishly. He's going to be another one of those statistics that broke right after playing a multi-million dollar career. That's what I think.
Unless somebody can get to him. And I don't know who his real friends are. Obviously, I don't know. It's not Le'Veon Bell. I know that. He had something to say about it. They don't talk anymore.
No, it's just it's
somebody's got to get to him and convince him, club him over the head, drag him into some sort of psychiatric facility and get the man some help.
Because
otherwise, what's next is man, I fear he's going to hurt himself or he's going to hurt somebody else.
The more I'm thinking about it, this feels like not the chapter closing. This feels like the end of the book.
Yeah.
This feels, I mean, unless there is some drastic, for lack of a better term, come to Jesus moment with this guy where he realizes it. But, man, there have been 12 of those instances in the last 2 months that should have woke this guy up. And it just keeps happening. And I know that the allegations are from last year and years ago. Mm-hmm. But the fact is you texted your accuser with your lawyer looped in. I mean, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Is it dumber than throwing a piece of furniture off a 14-floor story building and almost killing a 2-year-old little child and his grandfather?
No, not
so
dumber
anybody's
than that.
If anybody's capable of that, anything is possible.
I know.
That's why I always go back to that part of the story, because if you are that crazed, nutso, to do that, then none of this other stuff surprises me. Nothing.
Have the two of you ever been so mad that you would throw a couch off a balcony?
No.
I've wanted to throw a laptop before because it didn't work and it's circling. But
that's about as heated as I've ever gotten. The last thing I threw like that in a fit of rage, which was not far, was an Xbox controller. That's about it.
It's real mature.
Totally immature. Totally.
I've thrown a pillow.
That was years ago when I told you when I couldn't get to that last year. Level on Halo.
What got you so hot that you threw a pillow?
Tar Heel basketball does it to me.
You do that.
It gets me so
That's who you are. What'd you throw it at?
The couch.
It didn't like graze the table, knock all your wife's knickknacks off the thing?
No,
like
it was the couch, but I did it in front of the kid and my wife reprimanded me for that. She was right. I was wrong.
The worst thing I ever threw in a fit of rage, and I was by myself, was Game 6 of the World Series in 86, the Buckner go-through. And I threw a can of Miller Lite at the TV at my girlfriend's house and missed. It was a small TV at her dorm and missed. And smashed it, splattered over the wall. It was stupid because I cleaned it up and it was dumb.
Did she break up with you shortly
after? No, not at all. No. It didn't damage anything. It hit the wall.
All right. By the way, that one pinhead that texted in the first hour, I think we covered a lot of sports today, don't you? All sports this hour.
Yeah,
all
you won.
Last hour. Please.
You won.
Yeah. In your face, buddy.
But right. Will he get picked up again, Antonio Brown?
Not this year.
That's Monday's show. What you got is next. Sheeman and Shepherd.
Got nothing.
99.3. Don't forget Gators hosting the Vols on Saturday. Catch it right here. Creel Tractor and Dental Design, your sponsors. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
And What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. It's the weekend. It's Friday. Go ahead on down there. Have yourself a blast. Get yourself a 29-degree draft beer. Maybe some pulled pork sandwiches, some sweet smoky ribs. Whatever you want, they have it right there. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. On this day in history, 1984, The Cosby Show airs for the first time.
Wow.
Became a smash hit, and then now you know the rest of the story. 1973, Billie Jean King wins the Battle of the Sexes this day.
At the Astrodome.
And 1904, Wilbur Wright makes the first circular flight. Got to fly. Happy birthday to George R. R. Martin. I know you guys are big fans of his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Game of Thrones. 1948, Sophia Loren. She's still around?
She's born
1934.
She still looks good.
And, this would have been Red Auerbach's birthday. It would have been 102.
Mm.
There you go. All right, what you got?
He ate Chinese food every day.
Every day?
Little known fact, yep. Red ate Chinese food every day.
Huh.
Lived mostly in Washington, D.C. Updating our polls. I'm going to read some of the comments through. They're funny if we have time. Do you think AB will play this weekend now that there is another story on him? Obviously, we did this at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And still, I thought it was going to catch up. It was way ahead. It was like 80-20. Now it's 69%. Yes, still. 31% no. The comments, Kevin says, the poll is no longer valid. Breaking news!
Yeah.
Says that.
Yeah.
Dave says, if it's up to the Patriots, you will play, but really it is in the hands of the league. And, of course, Roger Goodell, so I think it's really 50-50. Nope. Matt says, I cheated and answered after he was released. And Sourdough said, this poll didn't age well.
No, it didn't age well.
Nope.
And the other thing, we got stuck on a tangent early about belly buttons. What's your belly button, any or an outie?
Highlight of the show. What are you talking about?
Almost 200 votes. Really, I thought it would be any. 95%, outie 5%.
Yeah, I don't think outies are a thing. Chris, do you have time for your thing?
Yeah, real quick. Kansas basketball expected to face multiple major violation allegations from the NCAA.
Sounds
Once again,
right.
Tar Heels doing it right. Everybody else. Bunch of
down on the Tar Heels.
Cheetahs.
They're next.
All right, everybody have a
great
weekend.
That was the dirty women's program, Pete. Football and basketball clean.
That was a cover. They laundered,
it was such a
they
cover.
Laundered the whole program.
It was
program.
Done masterfully.
That's right.
For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Have a great weekend.
$1,000 coming up.
Sheeman Shepard Cash Grab. I'm awesome. God bless America.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.